Zo. Ja, de trappen op. Ellen?
Yes, we're now about just about to enter the keep, as we call it, which is the main tower of the castle. The castle is about 38 meters high, tall. It's one of the tallest Norman castles. In fact, I think it is the tallest Norman castle in England. It's also one of the earliest that was built after the Norman conquest.
And people can visit it.
People can visit it. Yes.
Are we going through the
door? We go in.
Yeah, brilliant. We zijn in Rochester Castle, samen met Ellen. We krijgen daar een rondleiding. Normaal. Je kunt er ook gewoon naartoe, moet je natuurlijk betalen. De site. We zijn binnen nu.
Well, we're here. We are in the right inside the keep or the main tower of the castle. As the visitors will see, it is a ruin now and has been since the 17th century. It was of very great strategic importance in the Middle Ages and was besieged twice in 1215 and again in 1264. But it was repaired and in full use up until the 16th century. After that, it was no longer considered to be worth keeping up. It was sold. The interior was plundered for its timber and all its other fixtures and fittings, and gradually it fell into the state it's in now. However, we like to think that its very state now as a ruin makes it even more special and more spectacular, because one can stand here on the viewing platform, look straight to the up to the sky, and see exactly how it's put together.
Yeah. And people can see how it was, because there's some drawings here, so they can see how it was 500 years ago.
Yeah, how it's believed to have been. Yes.
Yeah, we think.
Yes. One of its great strengths was the fact that it had a well, a deep well which went right down below ground level. The well is still there. It contains water. Still contains water. There is a shaft which runs almost the height, complete height of the building. And in the siege of 1215, this was one of the reasons why rebels were able to hold out for so long, because they had a supply of water. Yeah. There was also this cross wall which can be seen, and the rebels sheltered behind the cross wall when parts of the castle had actually been destroyed.
Ja, heel boeiend om te zien. Wil je er meer informatie, moet je natuurlijk komen hier naar het kasteel, de resten van het kasteel in Rochester. Het is inmiddels van English Heritage, dus als je de site English Heritage pakt, dan vind je alle informatie over het kasteel. Hier in het kasteel staat het in het Engels en ook in het Frans genoemd op verschillende borden. Je kunt ook met een audioguide gaan, dan kun je zo lang luisteren en kijken als je wil.